welcome to the Self Mastery Journey podcast. I'm your host, Montel B. I'm a millennial success coach, digital content creator, and full-time dreamer. My mission is to help ambitious visionaries like you unlock the code to life success. Join me as I take you through my journey of self-mastery, the lessons, the successes, the failures. This is going to be your space to call in your desires, transform your reality, and reclaim your power. Let's dive in. Hello, welcome back to the Self Mastery Journey podcast. It is your girl, your host, Montel. Welcome back. I am so excited to see you are back for yet another episode. So let's dive straight in. How are you doing today? How are you doing? If you are based here in the UK, you'll know that yesterday was in fact Freedom Day. And I say Freedom Day in air quotes because, yeah, what even is that? But yeah, as you know, yesterday was Freedom Day, although I think I like to call it Choice Day. I think that's what I'm going to call it instead, because we're not necessarily free. It's more that we have a choice now. So we've got a choice to wear a mask. We've got a choice to go out. We've got a choice of social distance. Everything has now become a choice to a certain extent. But they had the cheek to call it Freedom Day. But anyway, I really don't want to get into that too much. I just kind of wanted to make reference to that. But I'm also wanting to go into the point of the weather has just been beautiful over the past weekend and into the early week. It honestly has been so amazing, so beautiful. But I have to be honest, I sounded so Yorkshire then. I have to be honest. But I have to be honest, it has been so unbearable. And this is not like me. I love the heat. I love the sun every single day. I'm just like, bring me some vitamin D into my life, please. And now I've got it. I'm just like, whoa, I actually can't handle it. Like, I can't sleep. I can't function throughout the day. But yeah, it's been a lot, but nonetheless, it's still beautiful. And I'm just trying so hard not to complain and just be grateful for the weather we do have, especially since we don't have a lot of it here in the UK. So yeah, instead of complaining, I've just come up with a solution. I've got a fan, I'm staying hydrated, and yeah, I'm just enjoying the weather as much as I can. But the reason I brought that up as well is because I was thinking, wait a minute, is this my age? Is this because I'm getting older? Is this the reason why I now can't handle the heat? I can't sleep on a night. I can't function throughout the day. And, you know, it's funny because, like, we see ourselves getting older and all of these, like, things that we have to be concerned about just pop up out of nowhere. And we don't really know if it should be a concern, or we think, like, is it age, or is it just how we're feeling in that moment? Like, we just don't know. But yeah, that kind of nicely brings me on to the mastery moment, in fact, which I wanted to discuss with you this week. So my mastery moment of this week is, it has to be dedicated to just having such wholesome chats with friends. So specifically over the weekend, me and my best friend had a really wholesome chat, and it was linked to age as well, because it's almost like we just both came to the realization that yes, we are actually getting older and we're moving into a new phase in life. And this is something that has definitely affected me over the past couple of weeks more than I would have anticipated it to affect me, actually, because I've kind of realized that I'm getting older. I'm 25, and yes, I know that I'm not super, I know that I'm still young, I know this, but at the same time, I can't deny the fact that I am also getting older and moving into a new phase and new chapter in my life, especially with me just getting into a new relationship, just about to launch my career. It is a shift. It is really a shift in time. And I feel like now being 25, it's like, okay, we're definitely on the path to adulting and moving into that new phase of life. And something that I have realized about myself recently is that I really value my friendships. And I don't have a lot of friends, I'll be honest. I've got maybe 3 or 4 like core friends, best friends, and then everyone else I'm more so just see as an acquaintance. And I am 1000% okay with that. I actually appreciate having less friends, because I know that the friendships I do have are so pure, they're so fulfilling, and I just know that I can trust them, I feel safe around them. So I'm just so happy with the friends that I do have. But I also feel like, knowing that I'm so deeply connected to my friends and I value them so much, it feels really scary. It feels scary to move into a new chapter of my life. And I don't know if this is just me, maybe some of you can relate with this as well, but because I so deeply value my friendships, I just kind of allow myself to get scared about the future, and I allow myself to be scared about, oh, if I move into a new chapter in my life, that means that I'm gonna have to distance from my friends, and then ultimately I may end up lonely. And although I know it's not the truth, this is something that my brain has kind of been tricking me into believing over the past few months, and I know that this does play a part in why I do self-sabotage myself, especially when it comes to business, moving forward, taking action. I know that I do have this belief clouding me that, oh well, if I make it to a certain level, or if I hit a certain level of success, then ultimately that means that I could be lonely because I have to sacrifice my friendships, my relationships. And yeah, it's really scary, which is why it's just so important to have these open and honest conversations with your friends about how you are feeling, about what phase of life you're in, and just so they have that understanding and they know where you're coming from, so that you can show up more powerfully in your life, in your business, in your relationship, whatever that may be. So yeah, over the weekend, me and my friend, we just went to the park. We had a really long chat, and it was just really nice to be able to voice my feelings, voice my opinions and where I'm currently at, and just have that assurance from my friend that she's not going anywhere, even though I knew that anyway. It's just always nice to hear that and have that reassurance, especially when you know it's just a limiting belief and you know it's just your mind playing tricks on you. You need to vocalize this, otherwise you'll just stay in your head, you'll allow this to cloud your thoughts and cloud your judgment, and you just won't take action. So yeah, that was definitely my mastery moment, just having that deep wholesome connection with my friend, being able to tell each other how we feel, where we're currently at in life, being able to both realize together that we're getting older, it's a new chapter, and just knowing that we both have the capability to transition into a new chapter, but know that we're still going to be there and always will. So yeah, that was my moment, and that definitely ties us into today's episode, in fact, because I will be sharing my experience with why I started therapy and yeah, all of that. So that story is one of the reasons I started therapy, actually, along with a lot more. It goes into a lot more depth than that, but just the fear of abandonment, the fear of loneliness, communication, all of these things was the reason why I started therapy, and I really wanted to share that with you in this episode. So yeah, let's dive straight into the episode. So today's topic of discussion is going to be about my experience with therapy, specifically using the BetterHelp platform. So I started therapy 2 months ago, and I'm going to be getting into reasons why I did start therapy, and I will, of course, be sharing more on my experience. But before we do get into my experience, I do just want to share a bit more about the BetterHelp platform itself, how to get started, more details on the pricing, if you are considering going down this route yourself. So BetterHelp is an online alternative to therapy, and their mission is to make professional counseling affordable, accessible, and convenient to everyone around the world who is struggling with life's problems. So on the platform, there are thousands of counselors, therapists, licensed social workers who have years of experience in their field of therapy or counseling, and they are accessible to you over this platform. All you need is a mobile phone or a laptop and an internet connection. To get started on the platform, it is so easy. All you want to do is log on to betterhelp.com. You will then need to complete a questionnaire, and on the questionnaire, it will ask you a series of questions about yourself, your background, what challenges you're facing, and what your requirements are when it comes to a therapist. So that could be spiritual, religious backgrounds, race as well. There's so many different options to make sure that you are matched up to the right counselor for you. Once you've completed the survey, within 24 to 48 hours, you will then be connected with your counselor. The great thing about the platform is you can connect with a counselor, but if you find that you're not really vibing with that counselor, you can change them. So it's not all set in stone. There's so much potential for you to swap and change and to try new counsellors. So once you are then connected to a counsellor, this will open up your online platform and it will show you a screen where you'll have the details of your counsellor. There's a chat box if you want to send any messages, and there's also a calendar box as well, and this is where you can book in the sessions. So it really is your choice how you want to have the sessions. You can either have them as a voice call, a video call, or you can use the chat box and you can just have text counselling. So this decision really is yours. So once you have been assigned to a counsellor, they'll most likely introduce themselves to you and give you a bit more information on what to expect, and then you can go ahead and book in your session straight away. So the price for counselling on BetterHelp is extremely affordable. In my opinion, it's around a third the price that you'd normally pay for typical counselling. And they do also have many different offers and deals depending on your current situation. I know for myself, I'm a student, so I do also get a discount which equals to around £35 per week. You do have to pay monthly, so it works out around £140 per month. So once you get on the platform, you'll be able to see which is going to be the best package for you. And I do have a special code for you as well. So if you're wanting to try out this platform, head down to the description, because I do have a code where you can get the first week of therapy for completely free. So that's it about the platform. So let's now talk about the reason why I decided to go for therapy. And I want to take it a bit further back in my journey. So I have openly shared quite a few times with my community that I did struggle with depression and social anxiety as a teen. And back then I was offered counseling in school, but back then I wasn't trying to talk to anybody. So it was useless basically, because I wasn't willing to speak. I always had a different counselor, so I felt like I wasn't really building a relationship with them anyway, so that just made me even more silent, because it's like, what's the point? Is this even gonna work? Is there any need for this? So back then I didn't really have a positive experience with counseling or therapy. I keep using them interchangeably, but to me it kind of means the same thing. So I didn't really have a positive experience back then, so I pretty much discarded it for the rest of my teenage years. I thought, I'm not even gonna try that again. And I just decided to bottle up my emotions and bottle up my feelings. And there was a lot of unresolved trauma that I've been holding within myself for so many years. And I didn't actually realize until I started my personal development journey, until the past couple of years, especially during the pandemic, that really made me open my eyes to the unresolved trauma that I have and how it's affecting me in my life, in my business, in my relationships. So I knew that in order to overcome this, in order to really progress in life and become the best version of myself, I have to seek out therapy. However, I had these thoughts last year. So in 2020, during the pandemic, I had the thoughts that maybe I should try out therapy. And this is where I started to see all of the online ads for BetterHelp. And I saw all the influencers talking about it. I saw ads for it all the time. So I was a bit skeptical, to be honest, because I was thinking, is this going to work? Is this just some cheap thing that they're getting loads of influencers to promote? And I was just very skeptical. But in the back of my mind, I knew at some point I wanted to try it. And there must have been about three occasions where I actually got as far as getting to the basket. So I did the questionnaire multiple times. I chose my package and I thought it was going to be £35 a week. But when I saw that you had to pay monthly and it was like £140, I was like, do I want to do it? Do I really want to go there? So I just put it in my basket so many times and I abandoned the basket. So what really was the turning point for me and what really made me think, okay, now is the time? There was actually two things. One thing is I got into a new relationship. This relationship that I'm currently in has opened my eyes to so much. I've experienced so much growth and it really exposed to me the shadows of myself and my personality and how I'm showing up. So I knew that in order to break free from that, therapy had to be an option. And then the second thing that really made me push the trigger on therapy was a conversation that I actually had with my sister. So I haven't seen my sister for a couple of years now. This is a stepsister of mine, but I don't really like to use that word, so I just say sister. But that explains why we haven't really seen each other for a couple of years. And recently, this was back in April, I went to go see her and we ended up having such an amazing conversation. It was a really long conversation as well. And within this conversation, she kept on asking me, oh, Montel, do you remember when this happened? Do you remember when this happened in childhood? And I was like, no, I don't remember these things. And that actually upset me and it made me realize that there are so many unresolved traumas and emotions that I have just become numb to, and I've kind of blocked those memories within myself. The fact that she could remember and recall these experiences so easily, it was clear to me that I had tried to block them out in some way. So I was like, nah, this is enough. I need to go into therapy. I need to uncover these blocks that I've got because I've seen how they were showing up in my life. I've seen how they were showing up in my relationship. I've seen how they were showing up in my business. And I knew that if I didn't resolve this trauma, this is going to continue. The cycle is going to continue. And I'm someone who is so, so passionate about breaking generational curses and breaking the cycles that come down from previous generations. I've seen the cycle that's repeated itself through my grandmother, through my mother. And I know for sure I do not want to continue that. But I knew that as ambitious as I am to not continue that cycle, if I don't confront this trauma head on right now, it is going to show up in life at some point. So that's what really took me over the edge and made me decide that now is the time for me to start therapy. So a lot of it was unresolved trauma from my childhood, from my upbringing, and then from previous relationships, previous experiences that I've been in. And I can honestly say it is one of the best things that I could have done for myself, especially at this stage of life that I'm in right now, where I'm going through a transition of adulting and moving into the next quarters of my life. I knew that this is such an amazing decision for me to make right now. So I have been using the BetterHelp platform for the past 2 months. I've been with the same counselor ever since, and I can honestly say that I've had such a positive experience. I'm paired with a counselor who really understands where I'm coming from, but is able to look at my situation from a bird's eye view and give me their perspective with no judgment. So it's just really nice and comforting to have someone who doesn't know you, who cannot judge you, who cannot really hold an opinion, to give you useful advice and just for you to be able to talk through things. So some of the things that I really like about the BetterHelp platform specifically is the fact that it is so accessible. So I can book a session whenever I please, and all I need is access to either my phone or my laptop, and I can speak with my counselor. So it's so flexible in terms of the hours. There's counselors all over the world. I know that my counselor right now is in America, but you can choose a counselor wherever you are that will really fit your schedule. And it's just so easy to book in the sessions and have the appointment and speak with your counselor on a weekly basis. Another thing that I really like is the fact that these counselors, they are experienced, they are licensed. My specific therapist right now, she has been doing this for the past 20 plus years. And the information that she's giving me is just so powerful. There's so many worksheets available and so many interesting questions that they ask, and just having their perspective is really, really, really useful. So overall, my experience with BetterHelp is really positive. I love the platform. I love how efficient it is to book in a session, to speak with your therapist, whether it's just on your phone or on a laptop. It just makes it so easy and accessible. I so far have had a really positive experience with the counselor I'm with. Like I say, this is the only person I've been with so far. So that just shows that we're getting along and we're having a really good relationship. And the only thing that I'd say was a negative, but not really, because BetterHelp customer service was actually amazing at dealing with this. But there was a time where my therapist had to cancel, and it was really last minute, and then she had no other appointments left for that week, and then it happened again the second week. So that's something to bear in mind, because the counselors on this platform, they have so many clients. Like, there's so many people who are booking in sessions, so it makes sense that their schedule is really busy, and you just have to remember that you are getting what you pay for. So if your counselor ends up cancelling, then they end up cancelling. But because it happened to me 2 times in a row, I was like, okay, I might have to consider getting another counselor if this happens again. And I did actually contact BetterHelp support, and I explained what happened, that they cancelled 2 in a row. And BetterHelp was very, very good at dealing with the situation. They got back to me within 24 hours and there was like, okay, to compensate this, they added 2 free weeks on to my billing cycle. So I ended up getting that the weeks back that I lost. So I found that very, very amazing that they were so ready and willing to resolve the issue and add the 3 weeks on. So aside from that experience, there hasn't really been a negative side to this. I'm having the best time. And as time goes on, I of course will keep you updated with my experience. I've only been doing therapy for a couple of months, so this is really all I can share so far. But I highly would recommend this platform. If you are considering therapy and you're looking for a cheaper alternative, then this could be the alternative for you. So like I say, I will leave down in the description box a code where you can get your first week of therapy free. So if you just want to try it out, see how things go, and then you can make your decision of whether this is going to be something that you maintain long term. I know for myself, I see this being something I'm going to maintain long term, at least for the next 12 months, just because I see so much transformation. I see the benefit. The people around me see it. My friends, my boyfriend, everyone is seeing the transition that I'm going through from having these sessions. And of course, having that support from my boyfriend, my family, and my friends as well just really complements the therapy that I am doing now. So yeah, that is it for this episode. I do hope you enjoyed. If you're watching over on YouTube, make sure you hit that subscribe button. If you are listening over on the podcast, I'd love if you can screenshot this screen and share it to your Instagram stories. Let me know that you are listening. That is it for this one. I will see you in the next one. Bye. Thank you so much for listening to today's podcast episode. If you was vibing with this episode, be sure to screenshot this screen and tag me over on Instagram and I will also share. You can find me over on Instagram at Montel B, and you can also find me on YouTube at Montel B as well. So if you want more goodness like this, then I do have a link in the show notes which will give you access to my email list. That's where I share exclusive content, exclusive episodes, and you'll be the first to know about any upcoming trainings. I would really appreciate if you went ahead and rated this podcast. I am brand new, so every rating counts. You can leave me a rating over on Anchor or Spotify. Thank you so much, and I'll see you in the next one.